There is a often quoted but difficult to understand statement that's found in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. It says Yerushalmi in Yuma, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Amru. They said, Kol dor she'eino nivna biyamav. Any generation in which the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt, malin alav ki'ilu hu hachriva, is considered as if that same generation destroyed it. It's a very difficult statement to understand. First of all, there have been many generations with extraordinary tzaddikim, incredible individuals who never built the Beis HaMikdash. So those generations consider it as if they destroyed it. Number two, if the statement is to be taken literally, then a generation in which the Beis HaMikdash will, Bez Hashem, finally be built, will somehow have to manage to be the greatest generation that's ever lived since the Churban. And number three, it's discouraging. If all these generations, if the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam, all these generations came before us, if they couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash, then what are we to expect of ourselves? So what does this mean? So Rabbi Jacobson shared a beautiful answer from the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, Yehudi Aryalib Alter of Ger, who writes that we make a mistake when we view history as disjointed stories transpiring throughout numerous generations. The story of the Jewish people is not a group of short stories. It's one large book, a continuous narrative. And every single generation is connected to every other generation of Klal Yisrael. Sfas Emes writes, so what's going on here? Rak shezechus kol dor vador ozer. Every generation actually helps. Umevi me'at binyan Beis HaMikdash. Says Sfas Emes, what's happening is that in every generation, a little bit of the Beis HaMikdash was already been built. Ve'abinna nimshach kol yemei ha'golos. And it continues to be built a little bit in every single generation. And so we're not waiting, he writes, for one generation to show up and merit to build a Beis HaMikdash. Rather, every single door, every generation must do its part, one piece at a time, to bring the Geula. And that process of building continues all the way through the time, until the final moment Geula arrives. And he explains that's why every single day when we daven for a rebuilt Yerushalayim, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bonei Yerushalayim, the one who is building Yerushalayim. Not Shabana Yerushalayim, that he built it once, or Sheyivna Yerushalayim, that we'll build it later, but he is the Bonei Yerushalayim right now. Because it's happening in a certain sense as we speak, step by step. And if this is true, then the whole question of how can we do it, if they didn't do it, it's missing the point. That's not how it works. Imagine somebody's building a massive bonfire. Log after log after log after log. For years. They pour kerosene on the logs. And then they leave. Someone's going to say, "Whoa! How could I possibly light that fire if he did it? What do you mean? You have a match sitting right there. The second you light it, it'll light the whole thing up." The sweat, the blood, the tears of Am Yisrael over the last 2,000 years, as well as the laughter, the joy, the faith, is all present and it continues to accumulate. We're not filling a cup that previous generations couldn't fill. We are adding our drop to take it over the top. And it's our job to add our drops each and every day. But if this is all true, sounds very nice. But then what in the world is the Gemara talking about? Who's that generation that doesn't get it done? That the Beis HaMikdash isn't built in their day? It's like it was destroyed. Who's that referring to? The answer, says the Sfas, is it's the generation that gives up on the historic mission and chooses instead to no longer care, to add whatever it can to all the good that's come before it. It's a generation that doesn't see a value in contributing to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's detached from the march of Jewish history. And so Hasema says, this is what it means. The Gemara says, V'zeh sha'amar she'eino nivna biyamav. What does it mean? Any generation in which it wasn't built in their days, meaning, usually we think that means that it's not built right now while we're alive. That's not what it means. Rather, what does it mean? She'ein yamav bichlal habinyan. It means any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, biyamav, meaning with its days. Any generation that's given up on using their every single day to continue the process which was started by so many generations before us. A generation that says my contribution doesn't matter, who needs my mincha, my mishnayis, my avos Yisrael. It's a generation who taps out from the responsibility to continue our story. That's ki'ilu hechrivo. That leads to destruction. But those who are willing to stay the course, to continue the march towards geula, are part of the building. And who knows? Who knows who'll be the one to strike the final match? Meshulam Moshe Paltiel is the Chabad rabbi and shliach in Port Washington, New York. He was visiting Jewish patients in one of the hospitals there. When he walked into a room of an elderly Jew named Irving. Irving was a Holocaust survivor, who at this point in his life was very sick, surrounded by his entire family. So Rabbi Paltiel spent some time with Irving. Irving shared with him some of the things he experienced when he was young in the Shoah, and how he managed to survive and rebuild his life. And he told Rabbi Paltiel that the strength he got to rebuild came from his mother's words to him on the last night he ever saw her. She sat me down and she said to me, "Life is like a play. Every one of us plays a part. Not just us, but our parents and our grandparents and their grandparents, all the way back to Avram and Sarah. They're all part of their production. Each of us plays a part. And then when your part is over, you go backstage. You're not gone. You're still there, looking, cheering, helping out in any way you can from behind the scenes." And then my mother grabbed me by the hand. She looked me in the eye and she said, "Yisrael, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how long we'll be together and whether I'll survive this. But one thing I ask of you, if you survive, don't give up. Play your part. You might feel sad and lonely, but I beg of you, don't give up. Play your role as best you can. Live your life to your fullest. I promise you that you won't be alone. Daddy and me, Bubby and Zadie, will be there with you forever. We'll be watching you from backstage." And I think this also explains why Tisha B'Av is a day in which we learn so much Jewish history. There's no other day in the calendar when we use the liturgy on Tisha B'Av, the kinos, to relate story after story from so many different generations. When we're invited into so many different experiences of our ancestors, yes, tragic stories, but also incredible stories of sacrifice, of commitment, of love, of triumph. Because if you want to be the one to write the next chapter of the story, if you want to continue building, you have to know the chapters that came before you. This is the message of the Gemara in Yerushalmi, which we began. And it's one of the critical lessons of Tisha B'Av. Millions and millions of Jews who have come before us have already contributed to the third Beis HaMikdash. It was already built B'Yemeihem in their days. It was built by their days, by how they used their days. And then they move backstage and call upon us, the next generation, to continue their work. And so now, it is our turn to continue this holy project. Not because we are greater than those who came before us, just the opposite. It's because they have already built so much for us. And they are watching backstage, waiting for us to play our part.